In addition to the $1,000 bonus for getting a COVID booster, WFSE employees are getting a 7% raise over the next 2 years and a $1,000 retention bonus. Jason Mercier with the Center for Government Reform at the Conservative Washington Policy Center says Inslee's office also agreed to maintain secrecy for future compensation negotiations with state workers.
The legislature, the ones actually constitutionally charged with writing the budget, can't change this. All they can do is reject or approve the entire contract as the governor has agreed to it.
A spokesperson from the governor's office tells Northwest News Radio this good faith process has been in place for 2 decades. The Seattle Times reports in the last 5 years, the state workers union has given the state Democratic Central Committee at least $645,000. In turn, they have been Inslee's largest donor in each of his 3 successful campaigns for governor. Carlene Johnson, Northwest News Radio.